14 Russian Tsars. Narration, Katie Haig. Ivan IV, called the Terrible, Tsar of Muscovy. Ivan IV, called the Terrible, 1530 to 1584, Tsar of Muscovy, was the son of Vasily III Ivanovich, Grand Duke of Muscovy, by his second wife, Helena Glinska. Born on the 25th of August, 1530, he was proclaimed Grand Duke on the death of his father, 1533, and took the government into his own hands in 1544, being then 14 years old. Ivan IV was in every respect precocious, but from the first there was what we should now call a neurotic strain in his character. His father died when he was three, his mother when he was only seven, and he grew up in a brutal and degrading environment where he learned to hold human life and human dignity in contempt. He was maltreated by the leading boyars whom successive revolutions placed at the head of affairs, and hence he conceived an inextinguishable hatred of their whole order and a corresponding fondness for the merchant class, their natural enemies. At a very early age, he entertained an exalted idea of his own divine authority, and his studies were largely devoted to searching in the scriptures and the Slavonic chronicles for sanctions and precedents for the exercise and development of his divine right. He first asserted his power by literally throwing to the dogs the last of his boyar tyrants, and shortly afterwards announced his intention of assuming the title of Tsar, a title which his father and grandfather had coveted, but never dared to assume publicly. On the 16th of January, 1547, he was crowned the first Russian Tsar by the Metropolitan of Moscow. On the 3rd of February in the same year, he selected as his wife from among the virgins gathered from all parts of Russia for his inspection, Anastasia Zakharina Koshkina, the daughter of an ancient and noble family better known by its later name of Romanov. Hitherto, by his own showing, the private life of the young Tsar had been unspeakably abominable, but his sensitive conscience, he was naturally religious, induced him, in 1550, to summon a Zemsky Sobor, or National Assembly, the first of its kind, to which he made a curious public confession of the sins of his youth, and at the same time he promised that the realm of Russia, for whose dilapidation he blamed the boyar regents, should henceforth be governed justly and mercifully. In 1551, the Tsar submitted to a synod of prelates 100 questions as to the best mode of remedying existing evils, for which reason the decrees of this synod are generally called Stoglaf or Centuria. The decennium extending from 1550 to 1560 was the good period of Ivan IV's reign, when he deliberately broke away from his disreputable past and surrounded himself with good men of lowly origin. It was not only that he hated and distrusted the boyars, but he was already statesman enough to discern that they could not be fitted into the new order of things which he aimed at introducing. Ivan meditated the regeneration of Muscovy, and the only men who could assist him in his task were men who could look steadily forward to the future because they had no past to look back upon, men who would unflinchingly obey their sovereign because they owed their whole political significance to him alone. Two of these men of goodwill were Alexis Adashev and the monk Sylvester, men of so obscure an origin that almost every detail of their lives is conjectural, but both of them, morally, the best Muscovites of their day. Their influence upon the young Tsar was profoundly beneficial, and the period of their administration coincides with the most glorious period of Ivan's reign, the period of the conquest of Kazan and Astrakhan. In the course of 1551, one of the factions of Kazan offered the whole Khanate to the young Tsar, and on the 20th of August 1552, he stood before its walls with an army of 150,000 men and 50 guns. The siege was long and costly, the army suffered severely, and only the tenacity of the Tsar kept it in camp for 6 weeks. But on October the 2nd, the fortress, which had been heroically defended, was taken by assault. The conquest of Kazan was an epoch-making event in the history of Eastern Europe.